My mom's getting married to some guy, and we're moving to the other side of the turnpike. Gideon coughs once, as if something had stuck in his throat. I've got to switch schools. Lucky me. I get to matriculate with an entire building full of shit-eating imbeciles. School doesn't matter. Kylie scares herself when she gets so sure of things. Right now, for instance, she's absolutely certain Gideon won't find a better friend than the one he's found in her. She'd bet her savings on it, and still be willing to add her clock radio and the bracelet that Jillian gave her for her birthday into the bargain. They've begun to walk down the street, in the direction of the YMCA field. Where I go to school doesn't matter? Gideon is pleased, and he doesn't know quite why. Maybe it's just that Kylie doesn't seem to think they'll see each other any less. That's what he hopes she believes.
You're sure about that?
Positive, Kylie tells him. 100%. When they get to the field, they'll find shade and green grass, and they'll have time to think things over. For a moment, as they turn the corner, Kylie has the feeling that she should stay in her own yard. She looks back at the house. By morning, they'll be gone, on their way to the aunt's. They've tried to talk Jillian into coming along, but she simply refuses.
You couldn't pay me to go.
Well, I'd agree to do it for $1 million, but nothing less. That's what she's told them. And even then, you'd have to break both my kneecaps so I couldn't leap out of the car and run away. You'd have to anesthetize me, maybe perform a lobotomy, and I'd still recognize the street and jump out the window before you pulled up to the house. Although the aunts have no idea that Jillian is east of the Rockies, Kylie and Antonia both insist they'll be devastated when they discover how near Jillian is and that she chose not to visit.
Believe me, Jillian tells the girls, the aunts won't care if I'm there or not. They didn't then, and they certainly wouldn't now. They'll say, Jillian who, if you mention my name. I'll bet they don't remember what I look like.
We could probably pass on the street and be nothing more than strangers. Do not worry about the aunts and me. Our relationship is just what we want it to be. Absolute and utter zero. And we like it that way.